Ukrainian authorities are reporting Russian forces have destroyed the last bridge linking the besieged eastern city of Severodonetsk to western Ukraine. In a conversation with VOA's Flashpoint program, reporter Anna Chernikova from Kyiv provided an update on the situation in the key city.
Yesterday, we got confirmation from the military that all the bridges that connect Severodonetsk with, well, in the area are destroyed. So basically, just for the understanding that Luhansk and Donetsk region, there are a lot of rivers there, and there is one huge river which is called Siversky Donets, and this is one of the main logistics point as well, because Russian forces are trying to reach the river and cross the river, and they're not successful. So this river is extremely important, and it creates a lot of difficulties for both sides. However, military officials highlight the situation with transporting the injured soldiers is fine. So there are ways, and there are other ways also to bring humanitarian aid when needed.
Chernikova tells VOA Ukrainian forces continue fighting in the city and currently control its industrial area, though the situation is changing very fast. About 12,000 people remain in Severodonetsk, a city with a pre-war population of about 100,000. The regional governor said more than 500 civilians are sheltering in the Azot chemical plant, which is also being relentlessly pounded by Russians. In all, a total of 70 civilians have been evacuated from the Luhansk region over the past 24 hours. This is VOA News. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg and a small group of leaders from the alliance